I want to give it to you, to Rabbi Yeshua. I want to give it to. But he was a Levi. So give my Rishon to a Levi. How do I give it to you? I don't have the fruit here with me. The fruit is back home in my backyard. So I'm right now renting to you, giving you the property where the fruit is on. So therefore, the mokum, the place where the fruit is, muskaloi, I'm renting it to you, so it should become like your property. Therefore, you would be kind of the Maaser Rishon, as if you have it. The Yisr Acher and the Maaser Sheni, or this year was the Maaser Oni. The Yisr Acher, the second Maaser, the Maaser Oni. Shani Yosef Loma, that I'm supposed to take off. Noisan Lerli Akiva Ben Yosef. I want to give it over to Akiva Ben Yosef. He was on the ship also. Kadeshi Yiskabol Aniyim. He was the Av for the Gabay of the Aniyim. And this year was the third year that you don't give Maaser Sheni, but rather you give Maaser money. So he wanted the money to go to him. So he wanted the money to go to Rabbi Akiva. How did he give it? Not the money. He wanted his fruits, the Maaser Oni, to go to Rabbi Akiva. How did he give it to him? And he said, "Umakoymoi muskaloi," that I want to rent to you, give you over the property, or exactly where these pears, the fruits are, that property I'm renting to you. So it's like your property now. Therefore, you can be kind of the fruits on top of it with a kinyan agav. But I call upon Shema Meir, from here we have a proof that being in Siburin, he only rented him the place directly underneath the fruits. As if to say that if I want you to be kind of, I want to give the Maaser Rishon to the Levi, or the Maaser Oni to the Aniyim, I have to give the karka directly underneath these fruits. So therefore, the fruits would be kind of with a kinyan agav, because it's Siburin, it's on top of the property. Sumar says, no, maybe there's no proof. Shani Yosem here is different. Ki heichad lo litrachinu. You know why he got, Dafka gave this property? Because he didn't want to make him bother. Otherwise, it's a big bother if he has a different property. So Rashi says, ulaitzi nisham kosaman shiros lo nicham sham. Like this, you have a right to leave it there as long as you want. Like if you own the property where the terrors are, so you can leave it there as long as you want. But if I would give you other property, then it's a question. Where do you keep, where do you store them? The pears are not on your property. You'd have to move it around. So in order there shouldn't be a bother for you, that's why he bedavka gave them over this karka. But really it could be, maybe you do not need siburin. So still we do not have a proof. So Gemara says, Toshima, come in here. Ti yomar rova ba yitzchok, omar rav, shnei shtoroi sein. There are two dinim about a shtar. Rashi says, Shnei dinim chalukim b'shtar. And when you write up a shtar, they have two different halachas here. Shnei shtar is saying, Zochu basode zu leploini, for kosov loyes ha-shtar. Let's say, you mezake this field to somebody. Rashi says, Hichzik boi letzorkoi. Somebody made a kinyan chazok in the property, and then, v'kosov loyes ha-shtar l'raya b'yalma. Like you're selling your property. So the person that's buying it first came down and made a kinyan chazaka. He started to work on the property, to live there. He's kind of the property. And then afterwards you made up, you're going to write a shtar just for a proof that I sold you the karka. So the locher is that choyze b'shtar, he has a right later to say, I don't want to write up the shtar, I don't want to write up the proof for you. But v'yeyna choyze b'sada, he cannot retract upon the soda, because the soda, the person made a kinyan already. The person was already kind of the field, it's his fields. What about if they say, I'm only buying this field with the condition that you write me a shtar on it? Then the lachur is chayzer. So before he writes the shtar, the sale does not really take place, and therefore they could retract chayzer, bein b'shtar, bein b'soda. Whether he could retract, I don't want to write you a shtar, and even though he made a kinyan in the field, because here the kinyan doesn't mean anything, because there was a condition that the sale only takes place when I write you a shtar. So if I want to retract and don't give you a shtar, nothing takes place. No, there are three different types of shtaris. Two like you just said, in two different cases. Where the stam you say the shtar is only a proof b'yalma, raya b'yalma, then you could retract on the shtar, but not on the kinyan. But when you make the kinyan with a tanai, with the condition that you have to write me a shtar, then as long as you did not write up the shtar, you could retract completely that the kinyan also does not take place. And now there's a third case also. Shloisha Shtara Sein, Shrei Hodi Amoron, too like we just said. Idach, what's the third case? In Kodan Amoicher, if the Moicher, the one that's selling the property, the cost of Loyas Ashtar, and he goes and writes up a star right away, Chiyosa Shashaninu, like we learned, that it says, Kaisvin Shtar Lamoicher, Afalpi Shein Lokechin Moi, that if the Moicher goes and writes up a star Raya, he writes up the star. Rashi says, writes Sodai Mechura Leploini, my field I'm selling to so and so. For Leamrina, we do not say Shtar Muktamu, it's a star that's written up before the Kenyan. Kivun the Koni Mine Mehashta, because since the Kenyan helps from right now, where else Rashi says, Inami Kiabai Diom Edim Kasumu Zochenloi, that Edim, when they sign in the star, they're Zochenloi, that's the Kenyan. The kiss, even though the star is written up right now, it's like right now with the kinyan, it's called a good star. So now we say, Kivon shehechzik imoy bekarka, nikne star becholmokem shu. If you wrote off the star, but you didn't give over the star is still by you. Now when that person comes and makes the chazoka in the karka, he's also kind of the karka becholmokem shu, wherever it is. So in other words, you see that when you make a kinyan in the karka, you're also kind of the shtar wherever the shtar is. So the chura shemamit, there's a proof that loy bein and siburim bo. You do not need that the utensils, like here it's a shtar, this piece of paper, should be on top of the karka. Because he never gave over the shtar to the person. I'm only giving it over to you through the kinyan of this karka. That you come and make a kinyan in the karka, agav the karka, you also receive the shtar. But it says clearly the star was not on top of the property. So you see, when you claim the property, you could be claiming the metaltlum with it, even though the metaltlum is not directly on top of the karka. So Mara says, no, here there's no proof. I'll tell you, shani star, or star, the proof of this sale is much different. The asira di aryuhu, the sale, the proof of the star, that's called like the afsa, like the rain of the karka. Like you have a chain that you lead the animals with. In other words, this is called like mamish part of the karka. That's why this you could be kernel with the karka. Maybe other utensil that doesn't have to do with the karka, you can't. But here, karka, that's the shtar, Rashi says, called beisachizasa. That's like the place you grab a hold of the karka. So therefore, it's a new svara that the shtar, the proof of the sale, that you could be kernel anywhere. For the Gemara, I go, lo katonia, this we learned, no, and this was explained the Mishnah, that zui shoshaninu, on this type of a case it was said, this is what the Mishnah means to say, that we learned, nechosim shein lehem achrayis, that utensils, nikneh in nechosim sheish lehem achrayis, could be sold with karka. The kesev ishtar of chazaka, as long as you make a kinyan in the karka, you make a kinyan kesev, you buy it with money, or you write a star on the karka itself. Or you make a chazaka in the karka, automatically you're also kind of the metalklum, the utensil I want to give along with it. So in this case it was learned, this is the halacha of the Mishnah. And this case is where the shtar was not on top of the property. So you see, shmaminah, here is a proof, loy bin and siburim bo shmaminah. Here it's a good proof that that's what the Mishnah says is a kinyan agav. That when one person, Reuven, wants a gift to Shimon, karka, and utensils, he wants to give a man shares. So locher is, when you make a kinyan in the karka, automatically you claim the chairs, no matter where they are, even though they're not on top of the karka, because that's the halacha, loy din and siburim bo. We do not need that the utensils should be on top of the karka. E boilu, I have another question like this. Me being an agav, oiloy. Do you have to have agav or not? What does agav mean? So Rashi says, sheyoy ma loy. That the mocha, the one that's selling it, should say, Kini karka, or Kini metaltlum agabo. Even though the metaltlum, the chairs, do not have to be on top of the property, but maybe the mocha, the one that's selling it, has to speak out clearly and say, I want you to be kind of acquire this property, and with the property, I want you to be kind of the metaltlum. Now, does he have to speak it out or not? So Toshima coming here. The Ketani we learned before, Kolhani, all these cases before, V'loi Ketani Agav. It does not say that the Moichar has to speak out Agav. So Gemara says, the time, according to your reasoning, Keni mi Ketani. Ako ponim, you have to tell him to be kind of the property though. It doesn't say that either. Ella, the Teretz says, all these cases don't say the exact Lashon how you have to say. El of course adiyah makni. It has to be talking about where the moicha told the person go and be kinder it. So achinami, or here also I could add on to it, adiyah ma'agav. That it has to be where the moicha said, I want you to be kinder this property, and agav, like because of this property, I also want you to receive all my metaltlim. V'ilchus anaf talocha, tziburim loy binon, that the utensils do not have to be on top of the property, but agav ukni binon. But the Merchor has to speak out clearly that I want to give over to you this property with the utensils. He has to speak out, Agav Ukeni, that because of this karka, I want to give over to you my utensils also. All right, turn over. So Mar says another shayla. Iboil, you have a question like this. Soda b'mecher u'metaltlim b'matona mahu. True, Reuven wants to give away his property and his chairs to Shimon, but the property he wants to sell to Shimon, and the chairs he wants to give for a present. Could the Kenyan Agav work also? Toshima coming here, that was the case before. When Rabbi Gamliel wanted to give away his Maisa to the Levi, so when you give away your Maisa to the Levi, that's a Matana. You're not selling your Maisa to the Levi, you're giving it to him a Teras Matana. So how did Rabbi Gamliel give away his ma'aser to Rabbi Yeshua? It says Mekayma Muskaloi, that he like rented, he like sold him his property, and Agav the property was also marked him, he gave him over the present. So you see, even though the ma'aser was given over the terrace a present, it helps the Kenyan Agav the karka, even though the karka was a sale. Toshima, he had before Isra Shani Yosud Lomud, that the 1/10 of ma'aser that he was going to take off from Gamliel, not only Yeshua, he gave us for a present to the labor of Yeshua on the Kaima Muskaloi. How did he give it to him? The Maisa was not with him in the ship. So what he did was he was maknet him his property back at home. He like sold him his property. And Agav, the property he gave him a matana, the Maisa. So, Shema Mina, it's a good proof that with King and Agav it helps. That even though I'm selling you the property and the metaltlim I only want to give you for present, still it helps. Iborlu, I have another question though. Soda li echod metaltlim liacha mahu. This Reuven right now owns two things. He owns the property and he also owns these shares. And he wants to give away the property, sell the property to Shimon, and he wants to sell the shares to Yehuda, to two different people. So now when Shimon makes a kinyan in the karka, do we say, Agav, that the Moichah now is giving away the property to Shimon, the Moichah also has the right now to give away the chairs to Levi. Does Levi get the chairs also or not? Toshma, come in here. Is the Shani Yosef Lomud, Nosan Akiva Ben Yosef, Kadesh Yiskabol Aniyim. The second case was, it was Maiseroni. So, Rabbi Gamliel gave away his Maiseroni to Rabbi Akiva. Now, Rabbi Akiva wasn't the Noni, he was the Gavai of the Aniyim. And he would give it away to the Aniyim, or Mekayma Muskaloi. So here the case was, he gave the property to Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva was kind of the property, and Agav the property, the other Aniyim, was Zecher in the Maiserani. So you see, I could give the Metaltim to somebody else, Agav the Kinyan of the Karka. So where it says, no, my Muska Muskala Maiser. Could we know, I rent you the property means that you should keep the Maiser. I mean that you should have the Maiser, and when you go home, you give out the Maiser to whoever you want to. The boy said with other terraces, no, could be he only meant to give the property to Rabbi Kiva, but the actual Maiser was Zeichen now for all the Aniyim. It's two different people, but I tell you, Shani Rabbi Kiva, but in the case of Rabbi Kiva, maybe here it's different. The Yad Aniyim Heve, Rabbi Kiva, he was like the Gabbai of all the Aniyim. So his hand is like the Yad for all the Aniyim. So therefore, since you're giving him the property, and you want the metaltlim to go through him, even though it's not ending up by him, he's going to give it out to other aniyim, but it like goes through him. So therefore, he has more to do with this metaltlim, and therefore here the kinyan helps. But it could be where you want to give your property to one person, and the metaltlim to another person, and they don't have to do with one another, maybe then this kinyan agav does not help. So my Rabbi says, Loishonu elishinoson dimir. So maybe there's no proof over here. The Omer Rabba says like this, Loishonu elishinoson dimekulam. That we said as a kinyan agav, that when I'm giving away property and you make a kinyan of the property, you're also kind of the chairs or the utensils, that's only if you already paid for the utensils. or as much as you paid for your kainah. From a rov or a shenah or a shenosin to make kulam. Avol a nosin to make kulam. But if you did not pay, if you have 100 shares, or the case before, you want to give away 100 animals, if you did not pay full 100 animals yet, loikone ele keneged moisov. If you only paid so far the money for 50 animals, so right now when I'm giving away the karka, you could only be kainah the amount of animals that you paid for. Because even though we're going our kinyan kesef doesn't help, but I call upon them, I'm only have das to be makna to you as much as you paid me. Less, if you didn't pay me the full money yet, I don't have das to be makna to you the rest of it. So therefore you don't have this kinyan agav on the rest of it. Tani kavos the Rava, bring your proof to Rava. It says, Yofa koyecha kesef. The kinyan kesef is better mi koyecha shtar, from the kinyan of shtar, in certain ways. And the koyecha shtar mi koyecha kesef. In certain ways, the kinyan of shtar is better than the kinyan of kesef. What does that mean? Yofa koyecha kesef, the kinyan kesef is better off. Sha kesef poidim boi hegdeshus amayis sheni. With money, you have the right to be poid the hegdesh. When somebody's makdis something, then you can go to the gizbar and buy it back. Take off the kedusha, off the hegdish, and it goes on the money. And the same thing, ma'aseh sheni. If you have peres of ma'aseh sheni, you could be poided them onto money. Ma'ashen ken v'shtar, just with a shtar, you can't be poided, even though a check, you can't be poided ma'aseh sheni, you can't be poided hegdish. Now, v'yofa koyach ha'shtar, but shtar is also better than money. Sha'ashtar mo'itzi v'bas Yisrael. A shtar was a kinyan to be used by gittin. You can write a shtar for get. Ma'ashenken v'kesef. The kinyan money does not help by a get. When you want to get rid of your wife, you can't buy her free. You can't pay. Now, v'yofa koyach shneim, both of them is better mikoyach hazok, mikinyan chazoka. The koyach hazok and mikoyach shneim. And in certain ways, the kinyan chazok is better than both of them. What does that mean? Yofa koyach shneim, both of these kesef and shtar is better than chazoka. Sheshneim koyach b'yavid ivri. Both of these kinyonim apply by an eved ivri, kesef and shtar. Ma'ashenke in the chazaka, you cannot be kain an eved ivri with chazaka. But yofa koyach chazaka, chazaka is better like this. She chazaka, in the case when you want to be kain by chazaka, you go down to use the fields. In the case of mochaloy esa sadais, one person, Reuven, is selling 10 different properties to one person, Shimon. B'yesa medinas, he owns it in 10 different cities. Now the law is, Kivon Shechset Piachas Mehem, as soon as Shimon goes down and makes a kinyan in the first property, wherever it is, Konem Kulam. What a man now is carrying all the other 9 fields with it. And that's a special kinyan by Chazaka, which you would not have by Kesev and by Shtar.